Hi, everyone. This is the Alexander Cardles podcast radio show live from Miami, Florida, USA. This is my second radio show. And yesterday's radio show on Sunday was pretty special and awesome for me. Well, this is my second show. Today is June 18, 2018. Yesterday's show, I talked about Father's Day and what it meant to be a father, what it takes to be a father. And well, today's show, and again, today is Monday, June 18, 2018. I'm going to talk about a major problem that a lot of politicians ignore, and it is going on in a lot of major cities across the United States of America. And especially here at home, here in Miami, Florida. It's a major epidemic, and it is called homelessness. And it contributes to basically abandoned buildings, graffiti, crime, drugs. It's insanity, because basically, I have been writing about this on Twitter, and I tweet about this, and I have been tweeting about this to my local politicians here in Miami-Dade County, and it is going ignored. Even the organizations here, the homeless organizations, are aware of this, and they're not doing anything about it. So the homeless issue is the worst it's ever been. I've been driving around town, and you know, you can catch this issue at night. So let me give you some information about what's going on here in Miami-Dade County. And again, this is a problem that's national, United States of America, in a lot of the major cities. But here locally, it is estimated that there is between, and this is my estimation and my theory. These are not facts. These are unconfirmed facts. And this is just based on my theory and my estimation. So you got to go based on what I'm basically saying. So, but I'm going to be pretty close to what I'm going to, what I'm saying. So between 5,000 to 8,000 homeless individuals living in the streets of Miami-Dade County alone, that is incorporated city of Miami and unincorporated Miami-Dade County. Now, Miami-Dade County is 3,000, almost 3,000 square miles. City of Miami incorporated as a city is 45 square miles. So a lot of these individuals are living in the streets of Miami, incorporated Miami and unincorporated Miami-Dade County. So between 5,000 to 8,000 homeless individuals, all types, disabled, mentally ill individuals, families, you name it, are living right now in the tri-area here, in the area, inner city, Miami-Dade County. And so, they are living and they're sleeping in the streets. A lot of them are disabled and mentally ill individuals. A lot of them can't take care of themselves. A lot of them, like I said, are sleeping in downtown Miami, in the buildings, the district, financial district. A lot of them, you can find them. I have taken pictures of them in the financial district. A lot of them sleep around the new hotspot, tourist spot of Wynwood, the Wynwood area. Again, they're sleeping around the Wynwood area. A lot of them at night sleep there. They sleep in the downtown area. It is insanity. Really is. It's really insanity. What you're able to see. It's insanity. It's depressing. It's crazy what you're able to see there. And as you drive around the city of Miami, incorporated city of Miami, you will see it all over downtown Miami. Just drive around the entire downtown Miami, financial district, all around downtown, the big buildings, all around Wynwood, all around Overtown, you will see at night, as the sun goes down, homeless individuals sleeping, hanging around. And then you drive around, just drive around Dade County, and you'll see a lot of homeless individuals. And again, it's between 5 to 8,000 individuals living in Miami-Dade County. And getting into the graffiti, if you drive around Miami, and I'm going to say city of Miami, you know, you drive around, I'd say Incorporated City, Miami. If you drive around Northwest, I'm going to make an example, Northwest 7th Avenue, close to Jackson Hospital, the woman's prison, there's graffiti. If you drive around close around Wynwood, they consider that art. That's not art. One thing is art and one thing is graffiti. That definitely is not art. Lots of graffiti. And then that's around the outer skirts of the Wynwood area. Lots of abandoned buildings. I mean, it is insanity. So Miami has, you know, I'd say it's becoming a slum. The city of Miami has become a slum. And let's not forget Little Havana area. You throw in the Little Havana area. So you got the Little Havana area, the downtown Miami area, around the Wynwood area, the Brownsville area, and that's Incorporated Miami. That's unincorporated Miami. And we're talking about those areas. It's becoming little pockets, little puzzles. It's becoming a slum. Homelessness, abandoned buildings. And who do we blame? Now, if you want to go into the corporate area of Miami, the past administrations, political administrations, we got to go way back. I mean, Manny Diaz administration, Mayor Manny Diaz administration, you know, we're talking about city of Miami, allowing developers to come in and tear down the hotel buildings and allowing developers to build huge high rises, condominiums. And that's where it started with the famous Miami 21 plan. And then, of course, Tomas Regalado coming in. And of course, that's where it all began. And we're going to get into that in another radio show, another podcast, because I can't cover all that. But that has begun, and it started back then. And of course, now Francis Soares, Miami's current mayor, Mr. Do Nothing, has come in, and he doesn't give a crap about solving the homelessness, graffiti, and abandoned building problem. And the city commission, of course, the current city commission. And then, of course, the Miami-Dade County commissioners, which are the do nothing. I mean, it's the city of Miami and the Miami-Dade County commissioners. It's all of them. They care nothing. They do not care about solving the homeless issue. The graffiti issue, the abandoned building issue. Like I say, it's a lot worse in the incorporated city of Miami. In unincorporated Miami-Dade County, it's a little bit better, but it's still bad. And especially if you go into the inner cities and the African-American neighborhoods, it's pretty bad. As you get into the better neighborhoods and you go westbound, more towards like the southwest area, it's better. But again, you know, Miami-Dade County, a lot of the, you know, the commission, the politicians here in this county, they don't give a crap about the homeless problem. And so, you know, we'll get more into this in my next podcasts, radio shows. But then if you go in around the, a lot of cities in the country, the United States, the homeless issue is a huge problem in San Francisco, Los Angeles. I mean, they got huge tent cities. Michael Savage, if you listen to his radio show, he talks about this issue. I mean, he has a show that talks about this problem. I mean, they have a huge homeless problem. New York City has a huge homeless problem. Washington, D.C. It's a big epidemic. And politicians do not do nothing about this. I have a solution to it. The problem. Homeless encampments outside city limits in the rural areas, outside city limits, a one-stop shop for homeless individuals. Have them sleep there, have them live there. That is the solution for them. You can have them all live there, put them to work. Let them live there and have them work the homeless encampment. That's what I would do. Have them live there. Have them work there. Have them, you know, get medical care they need. And try to have them be rehabilitated. And if the ones that can't be rehabilitated, reopen the state mental institutions. That's what I would do. That is the solution. And then a lot of these abandoned buildings that are, in the cities, have them be bought off by the nonprofit organizations and have homeless individuals live there and have the same thing. If not out in the rural areas or outside city limits, have them live there and have them work the abandoned buildings. Try to get them rehabilitated. Again, homeless individuals, they can't be rehabilitated or mentally ill, disabled. Have them live in the state mental institutions, state mental hospitals. And of course, I have to say this, shut down the ACLU. Shut them down, get them out of the whole, you know, business of trying to fight, against the, the homeless. You know, I mean, fight for the homeless. It's crazy. I mean, you know, they are the reason why this is going on. The ACLU is the most corrupt organization in the entire United States of America. I'm sorry. They're the reason why we have this homeless epidemic. It's insanity. I mean, seriously. It's these left-wing fascist law organization, the ACLU, should be banned from representing homeless, these homeless individuals. They're doing a lot of harm to the United States of America. Anyways, like I said, these political, this is a discussion that needs to be further discussed. And I will discuss this in my next podcast, radio show in the future. But, you know, you need to, this is a solution that Michael Savage discussed about on his radio show. And it is a great idea. You open up homeless encampments outside in city limits. Let them live there. Hell, even have the ACLU lawyers live there. Let them live there. And represent the homeless individuals there. I mean, seriously. But have them live there. And have them try to get rehabilitated or live in the abandoned buildings and try to get them rehabilitated. And if not, of course, open up the state mental hospitals. But anyways, this is, this is a solution that needs to be resolved. These political hacks need to get on their butts and need to get this resolved. They work for us, the citizens of the United States of America. And this can be resolved. Bottom line, it has to be resolved because this is absolute insanity. This is a public health crisis. A public health crisis. And I'm telling you right now, I demand action as a citizen, as a business owner of the United States of America, and as a city, and as a citizen of Miami-Dade County, and as of the city of Miami. I represent me representing all the citizens of this city. Action needs to be taken. Anyways, this podcast has been brought to you by Fitness Sports Karate Inc., serving the special needs disability community. We've been open for 4 years, and we are proud to say that patience is in our community. We serve disability individuals of all ages. Please go to our website, disabilityfskls.com, and go to our website, check it out. Right now, it's under construction. It's being repaired. But you can still go to the other website and check out our website. We're building a website, and from Wix to WordPress. And you can contact the business at 786-210-0274. 786-210-0274. And you can call to my Twitter account, OozFitSPNeeds913, I think. Is it? Well, you can check me out on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. OozFitSPNeeds. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. OozFit913SPNeeds. That's my Twitter account. Okay? All right. So, anyways, have a good one. This took me way too long. But, anyways, it's okay. I'm really good and I'm really talented. I think I am. Anyways, this podcast, I'm starting to feel a lot better about this podcast radio show, and I think that I'm gonna succeed in doing really good with this. The homeless problem needs to be resolved, and I will discuss this further. But anyways, I thank you all for joining me, and stay tuned for more podcast radio, on the Alexander Cardle Show. Have a great one, everybody. I will see you tomorrow live from Miami, Florida, USA. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.